بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. All praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds. And peace and greetings be upon our master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny. And may God curse all their enemies. I'm very thankful to God, the Exalted, for bestowing on me the opportunity to meet with you government officials and executives even in a limited way. And this blessed month, by God's favor, I hope that we will be able to receive divine blessings and kindness thanks to your purity and sincerity. I'm very grateful to Mr. President as well. He delivered a good report, and I hope that he will be able to move the affairs forward with a good pace and in the right time. What I want to discuss with you, dear ones, are a few spiritual words of advice on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. In fact, these words of advice are primarily addressed to this humble person himself. I must discuss them so that my heart is hopefully influenced by them, because I myself need these pieces of advice more than all of you.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another part of my speech is related to your work, your spirit, and your sentiments as you are officials in different areas of the country. Another part of my statements is related to operational tasks in certain areas on the basis of experience and our outlook towards different matters. As for my words of advice, primarily I wish to say that one of my requests, which is also reflected in prayers narrated by the Imam, is to make our intentions pure. In a Ramadan prayer, there is a statement which says, strength, freshness, repentance, forgiveness, and a pure intention. Having a pure intention is very important. We should sincerely make an agreement with ourselves and our God to move forward on the correct path, the path that we believe in a determined way and without feeling tired. This is what a pure intention is. By God's favor, if you make your intentions pure and strengthen this in yourselves, this will help you continue the path during your term of responsibility. This pure intention will help you move forward.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Gave me hope, oh Allah, me.